Sup, fishes. Cheap Jay and I, Gillian Tide Strider, have one challenge left before we claim the title of Paramount Champions. We've bested the Granberry Pirates and are now moving on to the final obstacle in our way. Lasagna Libre. Oh, he's... I mean, La Alma is what he's called. The stakes are high, but I'm wetter. Who will win? Only fate knows, and it will decide in the Thunderdome of Destiny! Let's just roll with it! What's up, everybody? Welcome to Just Roll With It!
I'm Grizzly, I'm the DM.
Woo!
I'm Bizzly, I play Chip.
My name's Condi, I play Driven.
Oh. I'm Charlie Slime School, and I play Gillian Tide Strider. What?
Is that my cue? Can I play Just Roll With It now? Am I finally on Just Roll With It?
No!
Who the fuck are you?
Get out of here.
How did you get into the studio?
How did you get in our call?
I snuck in. I rolled a 12 plus 8, and then I snuck in. You guys didn't even notice me. I don't even think I have that ability.
How'd you... But I'm the DM.
Get him out. Where's the
okay,
where's security?
I'm gonna roll. I'm gonna roll to try to get him out of here. Guys, I got a natural one. Uh-oh, guys.
Oh, God.
What's a natural one?
Oh my God, I guess we need to have Poke on this episode of Just Roll With It. And Poke, who do you play on this episode of Just Roll With It?
I play La Alma, the fella.
And we're about to find out who that is!
Who the frick is that? I don't think I can swear within the first minute, right?
Nah, it doesn't matter. We don't care.
Heck yeah.
I've sworn
freaky,
so many times.
Freaky beans.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Where we last left off. The three of you, Chip, Jay, and Gillian, won the Paramount Tournament's unique first challenge called Jack the Jolly Roger. Through the power of Jay's old lady strength, Chip's pants, and Gillian's frogtopus, you secured three flags total over the remaining teams, one being the Granberry Pirates led by Captain Lizzie, and the other being a lone samurai, who you learned to be called Bon Yamamoto. On your way out of the Coliseum, Chip, you were brushed past by Captain Lizzie, whom you recognized as Elizabeth, and were told in Thieves Cant to meet at the local doctor. The three of you made your way to Rudy's Respite, led down to a secret basement underneath this apothecary's establishment, and met with these pirates. You found that Marshal John enthusiastically joined her crew, and Elizabeth requested your help to take the fight to the Navy to revolt against their supposed corrupt nature. After a bit of discourse and the conversation, Chip stormed out, followed by Jay. The two would spend their evening sitting on their in-room floor bonding over drinks, while Gillian got to know one of Elizabeth's crew, Caspian, bonding over a drink from the undersea and spell practice, before joining Chip and Jay in their moment as well. Before the night ended, Chip set out to check on Ollie, assuming him to be back at the ship, but his attention was distracted by the sounds of pummeling through the alleyway of a nearby building. Behind this building, you watched the silhouette of a smaller figure slam a familiar Viking pirate into the ground, two others littered beside him. And so, our journey continues. Chip, you're locked in a staring contest with this figure, their shape backlit by the moonlight, the two of you frozen in place, having yet to make any sudden moves, as your drunken vision focuses a bit more on this person.
Yep.
Poke! Okay. Now you can describe your character! Yep.
So, you see a cat-like animal. They're wearing tights and a pair of boots with a color scheme of purple, black, and white. While he has a friendly look to him, he also gives off the vibe of someone you shouldn't judge on looks alone.
You guys are standing basically right across from each other. Poke, your character, La Alma, as we have learned, is standing above three of these unconscious, beat up, large, muscular Viking pirates that are covered in this black and furred leather armor. Their helmets are now cracked and slammed against this building's wall. And you have basically finished what you came out here to do, but you're now caught looking at this a bit average-sized human with short brown hair and just a classic white ruffled shirt with suspenders and this light and dark gray striped pants, just staring at you in this kind of drunken swaying stupor.
Nice kitty. I think I'm in the wrong alley.
Who are you?
I am Chibo.
Are you okay? Are you fine?
Come here. Come here.
Okay.
Come rap with me. Come on.
I don't know if I want to get close to you, sir. Ma'am. Ma'am, sir. It's very dark out here.
I'm not feeling so good, kitty.
I'd appreciate
not
it.
I'm feeling very good.
All right.
I need
What's
to find my
on?
Ship.
Wait, you have a crew then? You're here for the tournament, I'd assume.
No.
Roll deception check, Jim.
Didn't everyone fucking see us?
Do you want me to
roll a disadvantage or disadvantage?
Yeah, go ahead.
No.
Roll a disadvantage.
Okay. Well, good, because that one was a 21, and this
it's dark out
14.
Here, but okay, 14. 14 definitely.
Not the Chibo you're looking for.
Alma, you would recognize the outfit, not so much the face, because it's a little dark out here, and the only light visible from the side of the town behind this building is the moonlight itself. But you definitely recognize the pants and
very,
a little bit of the weapons. Yeah, he does look familiar. He's definitely lying.
Yeah.
I am not here for that.
I get the feeling that you're lying. I don't understand why you're exactly...
I would not do that. You're not a liar.
It's quite easy to tell.
You don't even know me.
I really don't know you, and I would like to know more about you, but your first instinct was to lie to me for some reason.
You're being hurtful right now.
I'm really not trying to be. You're out here just at night, wandering an alleyway, drunk off your ass,
okay,
and
you're
lying to me.
People up.
I.
How did you beat up those guys?
Well, we don't need to worry about that.
That's what I thought.
You know, maybe.
Can you just help me get to my ship?
Yeah, of course. Can you show me the way?
I'm just pointing like around.
Yeah, you're just
with my head down. I don't know. I think something turned. I'm starting to feel a little sick.
All right, I'm gonna give him my shoulder. Then we're gonna try my best to get this drunkard back to his friends and ship.
Okay. Yeah. You just kind of crouch under his arm there and give him a little bit of help walking. You would know where the docks are. You kind of leave these three. Bodies just laid sprawled out behind the building here, and you walk through the alley back into this it's the entrance to a cul-de-sac called the Respite District, where people get entertained or stay and etc., bars, taverns, and whatnot. But you guys head out of the Respite District back to this main road and taking a left and going down just a little bit of ways into the wooden docks. You can see there's tons of ships still lined up, filling up the port here. You're here, but you don't know exactly which one belongs to this drunken kid.
as we're walking, like, it's just quiet for a moment. You're fuzzy. Soft.
It's fine, bro. Listen, we've been going for 33 episodes, but if you want to kill him, you can. Like,
I want to come in. I want to grab him by the scruff a little bit.
That would be where my nipple is, man.
That's whatever. I'm grabbing.
I'm just trying.
I need you to help me find my son.
You have a kid?
It's not mine. I don't know where he came from. We gotta find him.
I thought we were looking for your ship and your friends, your crew.
He's on the ship! You gotta keep up, Fuzzy. Come on.
As you can see, we have quite a bit of ships here, so you're gonna have to help me out here. I know that you're very drunk off your ass, but
a lot of ships.
Yeah, lot of ships there. You wanna give me a hand there. Here?
I'll say Poke, you can roll a perception check with advantage. So it'll be rolling a d20 and then add plus 3.
So I rolled a 19.
It's up to
then,
you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes sir, yes sir.
All right.
Yeah, but that's a 19. It's easy enough to see with Chip's help, you guys would you would notice the flag that he tries his best to describe, or he would point the direction.
It's Chip's called Millennium Chipper, okay? It's like, so there's the flag, it's you know, like the skeleton, the skull at the head.
Yeah,
it's like that.
That's a very common one, I've heard.
Little chip in it. There's a little chip.
It's a little chip?
You see, I'm Chip.
Right.
Kind of a joke.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Riveting.
And then it's oh, that one.
Easily enough, as he says, Chip, it's the only flag that has this unique Jolly Roger design. The rest of them are very traditional skull and bones, with the skull having some sort of uniqueness to it, like a different hat or a different shape of the skull itself. But this one has straight up like wings and coral growing out of the skull and a chip. And it says, as you walk up to the ship, you see carved into the side of it, it says the Albatross. And as you guys get close enough, see this small, feeble old man walk up to the side of the railing and look over.
What the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that? Chip!
Oh! Fall back. Die!
You okay?
Oh, you killed him! You killed him!
I run
down the little ladder and start to run over to Chip. Hey! Chip! Chip!
No.
I'll get you for this, bastard!
No, it's my friend Fluffy.
What? I thought it was Fuzzy.
So you stay out of this, Fuzzy.
So you're a friend, huh?
Yeah, he's all right. He's a fine guy.
I found him in an alleyway, and I figured I'd help him home because clearly they were drunk and just absolutely gone.
Well, what the fuck? Why didn't you invite me? Going out for drinks without old man Earl is hurtful, you know?
Earl, I'm sorry, I just...
But up here watching the goddamn ship the whole fucking time by my goddamn self!
Earl,
shit.
I'm sorry. But you can have some
of
this.
Can you believe this guy?
I pull up a bottle that's got like a little baby sip left. We save some for you.
That'll do. just
fucking full kicks it back.
Hey, what are you doing here?
I'm looking
for
others?
My
Ollie.
Are we leaving? Oh,
no. We're not gonna leave yet. We still gotta beat the guy.
The guy?
The champ, huh?
Yeah.
You won. Made it to the grands, huh? Feel like
on.
A big old champion now, aren't you, little Chip? He's like, helping you up on the ground.
Yeah, I'm champion. I'm Chibo. I don't feel very
Chip.
Girl. It's both. It's confusing, Fuzzy. I don't feel very good.
What about you,
Earl?
Fuzzy?
I
did you compete
drink.
In the tournament too?
Not necessarily.
No, I would have noticed this guy. I hit him really hard.
Well, if it's those three idiots out there competing, it's gonna be a really good show. All right. Well,
I won with pants, Earl. So many pants.
Pants?
Right. So, yeah. I think Ollie's asleep. It is like midnight.
He's alive?
It is mid moon night. The moon is mid. The moon is mid in the sky. It's midnight.
Mid moon.
The moon is in the. It's middle night. It's the middle of the night, you fucking idiot.
But, so Ollie's alive?
Yeah. That's he's just kind fine. Of. He's been sleeping a lot, I guess. Must be a growing boy. Something like that.
That's good. He gonna get so strong.
Absolutely.
I guess so. Do you have any juice? I need juice.
I feel like water would probably be a better...
No, not from Earl.
Yeah, I've been trying to stock up, but we're on our last little batch of dragon fruit. So, no. I can get some for you. You want some juice? He looks at you.
I'm okay. I think I'll.
No, of course, you want some juice. I'll get you some juice. Starts to like hobble back over to the ship. He climbs back up the little rope ladder back onto the ship. You see him disappear, and then come back holding these two mason jar, glass mason jars full of this peach colored liquid, kind of milkier than expected for juice. And he hands it to you and to Chip.
I fucking gulp it down.
I will try this later.
What a waste, this room.
Okay, yeah, you gulp it down. You immediately feel the sense of old man Earl's inspiration. You can give yourself inspiration on your sheet, which is basically like the next. Actually, within the next 24 hours, you'll be able to give your a role that you choose advantage.
All right, yep. Enjoy that. Should stay good. Expiration date is unknown, but tastes good.
Right. I guess as long as they're fine, then I'm gonna take my leave, I think.
What? No, you can't leave.
Well, go ahead.
I really think I should, personally.
But the party's just getting started.
Me
and you, Fuzzy, we're friends.
Well,
you brought
we
me
just
here.
Met, and I
owe you.
Well,
and now I gotta repay you.
I think the juice. We'll count the juice as the repayment, maybe. Yeah, how about we call it?
It's
square
good fucking
there.
Juice.
I'm sure.
Worth a million gold.
Million gold.
Yep. If I had to say.
I'm gonna fridge that later then.
Made it myself. Nobody makes better juice than old man Earl's juice.
You sure you don't want me, my friends? I got it's a fish, and other one.
I'm sure we'll meet again. I'm just gonna like dash into the darkness at this point.
Oh yeah,
I'm out of that point. I'm just gonna. I'm gone.
You just fucking sprint. Just
I look over at Earl and I'm silent for a second. It's a weird fucking cat.
Never met one that could stand on two legs and talk like that.
Is this real?
Go back to sleep, buddy. Go back to sleep.
I'm gonna go to hug Earl, but instead just like put my hands all over his face. Good night, Earl.
Blood.
I go back to the inn. I walk
fucking
in
kid.
The room, and as soon as I walk in, I just fucking take a couple steps. I go over to the bed and I miss it by a couple inches and face plant onto the floor. Ow!
And the other two of you guys, would you be awake to hear? Chip return?
Oh,
or
I'm out.
Be long
I'm
resting?
Out, man. Yeah. I'm out like a light.
Absolutely.
My 8 hours. I'm still just on the ground face down next to Jay.
Yeah, no, I'm in the same position I got frozen in.
In that case, Lalma, on your way back, you feel a familiar and slight vibration, a buzzing around your wrist, coming from this chain, this very thin chained wristband and the color of red. You would know this to be essentially a signal that is pinged to you to let you know that it is time to return. Sort of like that, but not a sound.
Plays a fucking WhatsApp ringtone.
You make your way back to the Colosseum. But you don't enter the normal entrance that's right in the front. You swing back around the corner of this Colosseum that leads down. There's a stone wall that once you get near it, you feel the vibration around your wrist once again, and the walls kind of just move to the right. And it's a staircase that leads down into another hallway. And you hear as you're walking in, as it shuts behind you. This is a secret place that you usually stay in. As you're walking down this hallway of a stone floor surrounded by wood and metal on the walls, there's open rooms and doors. You are walking past chambers filled with lantern light and smoke from the cigars and other tobacco devices of these hardened brute figures. a very musky smell as you're walking down this hallway. It's almost like being in a bank, the back of a bank, where it's a bunch of offices on the left and right of one hallway. You make your way back to where you usually stay. It's this single black metal door. And just as you're about to go to open it, you see two feline eyes, light blue, appear in the darkness, the shadows on the right of this door. So as soon as you see these eyes, you actually, it sounds like the voice is coming from behind you, but the eyes, just the two eyes, are right in front of you.
Right.
And he says, "Has it been taken care of?"
Yeah. I got into some trouble and found somebody, but I don't think they recognized me.
Good. That is the purpose of taking off the mask, is it not?
Yeah, but of course it's not exactly happy with that sort of situation. But not that I have a choice.
So the three bounties, were they disposed?
Yeah. Of course.
Roll deception check.
I rolled a...
Ooh. You rolled a fucking natural 20, bro.
Is that good? I don't know.
Yeah!
That's
all right, so
it's the best you can roll.
Bro, if you roll a natural 20, it means you pretty much auto-succeed on most things.
So yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
The voice itself, the sound travels from behind you into front of, into where the eyes are coming from. And it says, "Excellent. Not many people can take down three Vikings alone. This is why you're the champion."
So, albeit me being champion, it's not entirely fully legit.
Be that as it may, tomorrow won't be so easy.
What makes you say that?
It appears those three victors are quite challenging. Naturally, I've given them an offer to keep the tides in your favor, as usual. But I know they're a type. Unpredictable by rights.
At least it'll be an interesting fight, I hope.
I'm sure you'll get very much enjoyment out of it.
There really isn't much enjoyment when it's pretty much guaranteed win every single time.
Laon, should you lose this anyways, there will be consequences. You watch as the eyes kind of fade back into the darkness before getting completely blanketed over and disappearing from sight. It's strange because whenever the Baron talks to you, it feels like there's no physical presence nearby.
Ooh.
You're able to walk into your chamber, which is this slightly like a medium-sized box of a room with just regular stone walls and stone floors, a laid out basically padding on the ground for a bed and exercise and all kinds of equipment to just train and practice and do whatever you usually do. And just one small sink with a vertical, very skinny, cracked glass mirror.
Christ.
Yeah, it's very...
I thought I'd at least have some place that's like decent enough to live, but this dude got me imprisoned. Goddamn, I'm the champion. What the fuck? I want to read my contract.
Okay, so it's not like...
It's just like your bed and then like a urinal next to it. Fuck you.
Well...
Don't even got a bed
for It's more like entering a room that's been... Or a garage that's been turned into a room. Put it more like that. So it is as nice as you want to imagine it to be. But it's not like... It's not royalty.
Yeah.
It's not luxurious. Yeah.
I want to look into the cracked mirror and just gaze upon it. And then that's all I want to do.
You'd stare at yourself.
Very dramatic, you know? Very dramatically.
And maskless. It doesn't feel right or whole. So the crack in the mirror, be it from time or an angry outburst, it makes a lot of sense. It's almost like looking past your eyes and into your character. The very spirit, the soul.
I see what you did there.
All of
you're a guy.
So, for everybody else, we will switch back now to the three who wake up sprawled out in the sprawled Brawler's Inn. In the room of Jay Ferrin.
No, don't, no more.
5 a.m., let's get pumped. Big day, big day.
Oh, Gillian. Please.
Time to get juiced. I pull out the juice from the briefcase of holding.
My head.
Yep. So there is
here. I've got a pick me up for you, Jay.
Gillian, what did you?
Pretzel, get in there. Stir it around. Nice.
Yeah.
Pulp is evenly distributed. Jay, you're going to need this power. Here, I start tipping it into her mouth. It's good.
You're being force-fed some fucking milky juice like a baby.
Earl is inside us all now.
What?
Oh, no.
Chip.
Wait, no, is that his feet juice?
Please, Gil, don't come any closer. I have an infection.
I just, you ominously see me like a sleep paralysis demon backlit. By this murky lighting with this fucking juice that I'm like swirling around.
No, you don't want to come here because
it's juice time.
You don't want to. Don't
it's juice
don't.
Time,
please,
Feebo.
No, please don't say it's juice time.
It's time to win.
I'm a broken man.
We're gonna beat this champion to a pulp, but first you need pulp yourself.
I'm gonna pulp you if you keep talking.
All right, I give him the juice. Pulp
win?
Me. Pulp me.
Oh, I got my breath. I pour like a little bit of the liquid into my mouth and it falls out of the side.
Don't waste my juice.
you hear it.
God, he really eased in all of us.
I take the juice back. I can't waste it.
Chip, what's going on, Chip? It's the big day. We're going to be finally crowned the Paramount Champions. Even Jay's excited, and her grandma died yesterday.
Yeah.
She's
so never
strong
coming back.
And brave.
She died in the heat of battle.
She died in battle as she wanted.
Her one dream, mine too now.
I was having a nice dream. Can I go back to it?
I was drinking too much.
I had a dream I was pumping up, and now I'm pumping up.
Okay, I'm up.
Okay.
What time is the tournament at, anyways?
doesn't matter. We need to stretch. I'm going to take my immovable rod. I put it in the air. I click it in the air. All right, Chip. Just 20 to start.
20 what?
20 pull-ups, Chip.
Pull up what?
Yourself onto the bar.
Me?
Onto the seal, yes.
Okay.
Come on. Pretend when you go up, it's victory.
You have to roll a strength check if you're trying to do a pull up.
Would I just be a straight roll?
Yes. Well, yeah. I'll say I'm not gonna give you a disadvantage.
10.
10's enough. You do one pull up.
Nice.
Oh God! I heard something crack. Is that?
Oh
is
God!
Normal?
Yeah,
is
that's
that okay.
That's bad form. That's really bad
I
form.
Fall down onto the ground.
What I hear? I heard so many things pop. How could?
I think he dislocated his shoulder. Oh God!
Chip looks like he could do more pull-ups. He's choosing not to.
When is the tournament?
So just like the days before, the tournament is literally right in the morning, same time as the following days. So you would have basically a little time to get downstairs, maybe eat in the lobby, or do whatever prep that you want to do, and before heading to the Coliseum. But as soon as you're ready, you would be able to go.
Okay, let me give this a try, and I jump up. I'm going for it.
Let's go, Jay!
I'm laying right
beneath the
bar.
I spot her.
That's a 6.
Actually, roll.
Wait, roll which?
Roll athletics. That should be the one that you roll.
Okay, that's a 9 instead if we're using the same roll.
So you actually don't do a pull up.
Yeah, and I'm beneath the bar right now, laying on the ground, snoring.
You can't.
Jay,
you can't do
a pull-up. Why are you shaking, Jay? Why are you scared of pull-ups, Jay? Why are you shaking? Are you scared of doing a pull-up?
I'm just hanging at this point. I can't do it.
It's okay to be scared. I say this as I'm like crushing kelps into a pigment that I spread onto my cheeks like warm paint.
Earl, no, don't juice me.
I'm terrified of pull-ups. I just can't do them, Gil.
It's okay.
You
to be
see,
scared.
It all started back in my childhood.
Okay, I sit down.
my grandpa.
Yes.
The pull-ups got him.
Pull-ups killed your grandfather.
Exciting backstory.
So sorry. So sorry. That happened to you. Okay, I go downstairs. I'm gonna go downstairs and eat something and feed Pretzel.
When Gil walks out the door, I stop snoring for a second. I open one eye. Oh, thank God. I get up. And I walk out.
Okay. You guys would each get ready, or are you just going to head to the Colosseum? Anything else that you need to do outside of that before heading there?
While we're eating, where would Gil be sitting?
Why? I slowly sit down so there's just enough time to put a whoopee cushion in there, you deranged man.
I want to go get some food.
I've got a plate of food and I'm helping Pretzel do some stretches too on the table. I'm just sitting there.
All right, I kind of just want to walk up to Gil and I, almost like a proud father, put my hands on his shoulder and look down at Pretzel. She's really doing it, isn't she?
She's really doing it. Sometimes I don't know who the champion is, Chip. So proud of her.
She's the champion, Gil.
Technically, no. That's me. I'm the champion of the Undersea, but it's doing
yeah,
so
you
good.
You're both doing so good. And while we're doing that, I'd like to take the necklace that Gil is wearing off.
Fucking.
Oh, this is happening. This is happening.
Hold on.
This is
you
happening.
Can you remove attuned magic items? You can, right?
You can.
Yeah. Hey, I know what's about to happen. Let him do it. Let him roll for it.
roll a sleight of hand, Chip.
You are a monster.
Yeah, this is
19.
19, I think it's your
probably passive perception.
It would be passive perception. You wouldn't 11. Have anything high enough.
No, yeah. No.
I notice this and I just raise my eyebrow at Chip but continue eating.
Do you have a 19? Higher 19?
I do have a
19.
I have a 19 passive perception.
So nice of Chip to remove jewelry before the fight so it doesn't get tangled or
tangled
caught up in anything. The jewelry that gives me immunity to the charmed condition. It's so nice of him to remove it.
Oh my god. Yeah, so go ahead and unequip that necklace from Aslana, the necklace of Tide Strider.
Yeah, the wonderful necklace she made for me is a parting
just
gift.
Just unequip it.
What is the only reminder I have of her in that place and the moments that we shared together.
Yeah, go ahead.
It gave me immunity to the charm condition. That really demonstrated the bond that we have together as party members, that we all got one, and the trust therein. Anyway, what were you doing, Chip?
So I was just really proud of her. And you, Gil. You're doing good. Let's slip it away and put it in my pocket.
Thanks, Chip.
Okay, yeah, it falls right next to the two coins in your pocket as well. And the letter. You have a note, two coins, and now the necklace of Tide Strider. Okay.
Okay.
What else?
Fucking ass.
I want to take the coin. I would have attuned to it now, right?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. So you would take out the coin that has one side a cat with green eyes, and the other side would be a cat-shaped skull with red eyes. And now, understanding that this coin and its capabilities, you can add to your inventory Cat's Curious Coin. So everybody else knows, on this coin, if you flip it with a bonus action on head, if you don't call it and you flip it on head, the coin gives your next roll advantage. And on tails, the coin gives you an extra disadvantage. However, if you call it, you can switch it up. So if you call tails and it lands on tails, It'll give you advantage and vice versa.
That's cool. That's cool.
I have an actual coin here, so that'll be fun.
Let's go.
That'll be fun. Cool. Now you get to use it.
Now, is that it for you three?
Yeah, that's it for me.
Yeah, I just scoffed down food.
Feeling good. And scoffing down
look
food.
Look concernedly at Chip, who just stole the necklace off of Gil's.
Carbo loading.
All right.
What?
You come to in the morning. Waking up. This is the day that you wait for every single year on the same island.
Great. Woohoo.
The monotony. Woo.
The grand finale of the tournament. The champion versus the new competitors. You're free to prepare however you wish, in any way that you can think of, if there is anything that you want to do or look for or what Alma might do.
I think he's going to go for a workout. I think that's the play there. He's going to go for a full workout.
Okay.
Full fucking workout. Doesn't care about anything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's just going to pump some iron and get his mind off some things. Blow off some steam.
I picture an 80s song playing while it's cutting between Gillian and La Alma.
Yeah.
Just like punching the air.
And then there's the occasional Chip and Jay trying to do pull-ups.
It's like it cuts from like a bunch of happiness with you guys, and then like down to the fucking cellar with La Alma just silently pumping iron in his depressing like bedroom.
Rapid cuts with boom sound effects panning around Chip unconscious on the ground. Jay eating oatmeal faster than ever before.
Good lord.
Yeah, so you,
I have a bottle, I'm squirting pre-workout in my mouth while doing a pull-up.
Fucking right on. The three of you will now head to the Coliseum after doing your preparations, your workouts, your eating, your thievery, and scheming.
What? What thievery?
Who are you
there?
Talking to?
You can't hear me. I'm God.
Must
so
have been
you
the
guys
wind.
Get to.
I like that line.
As you guys get to the Coliseum, you see a long line of people, including past competitors, some that you may recognize, entering on the left side as the audience, as you remember.
Excuse me, champions coming through. Hey, sorry,
and
champs
you'll be
on the way.
You'll be walking down the right aisle, the same way that you came to compete the first day. However, as you get there, that same small little halfling with the small glasses and the large nose goes, looks and sees that you guys all have these golden wristbands, and he nods and just waves his hand for you guys to walk down that that metal incline down into this narrow corridor. Except for this time, you guys had down and past the doors for the smaller waiting rooms for the competitors for the previous day. You walk down this hallway almost at an entire half or a semicircle to get to the south side, whereas you guys started from the north side of the Coliseum all the way to the south side. As soon as you get to this down this hallway, it ends in a two-door entrance or archway that puts you in the slightly larger waiting room, this one much nicer with two couches without like a bag, like two just I don't want to say like platforms, but I would say two couches essentially, a few tables that are just stacked that have like these almost buckets built into the table filled with like refreshments, different kinds of drinks, and these corked bottles and fruits laid out on the other side.
Is this what winning is like?
It is very well lit. It's almost like blue lighting. It's very chilled in here. It feels comfortable, and it's this wide floors and just yeah. So that's where you guys find yourself.
Don't eat right before the fight. You'll cramp. You'll cramp.
Finally,
trying to soften us up.
A sweet meant for us champions. I want to go over, sit on the couch, and hold my two hands up. Anything happen?
I stare at
Gillian, also claps.
At Chip.
The toilet flushes.
Nice! I just kind of lean back. Is there a lollipop I can just like like just sit with my 2 feet up and my arms back, or maybe a pipe I can pretend to smoke.
I'm sorry, what?
A pipe, Chip, I can pretend to smoke.
You're gonna get cramps if you smoke before a fight.
Are you looking for? Okay, so
Chip, you're gonna get a nicotine addiction if you smoke before a fight.
I'm not gonna get a nicotine addiction. It's just cool and
no, there's nicotine in there.
I'll say that they have.
Oh no.
I'll say that they have cooked, fruit flavored syrup that resembles like a sucker or a lollipop. That you could eat if you wanted to. Did you want to do that?
Well, I just smoked, so I should probably get the taste out of my mouth. Sure.
Yeah. The other two.
I'm gonna juice up, because Chibo's already all juiced up, so I'll juice up too.
I'm okay. Also juiced up. I figured juice that the, up in my mouth.
Yeah. Give yourself Old Man Earl's DM inspiration.
Big juice time.
So I sit down on Chip's legs because he has him up, taking the entire couch.
Heavy! And I move my legs down.
Fuck you. Listen.
You're gonna break my legs!
No, I'm not. You're gonna break your lungs smoking like that.
I just one hit, alright? I'm not addicted.
That's what they all say. What is our plan today? Are we gonna throw the match?
I got it figured out. Don't worry about it. Just,
Yeah,
yeah,
okay,
maybe
good.
Try not to win.
I move the trash can over in front of me. I grab a apple. I say, "You're the champion," and then I throw it up and cut it in half.
And what's your plan? What about Gil?
Honor and glory.
I got you're Gil not gonna, handled.
You're not going to do what they think you are. Are you?
Oh, voice.
This is all I've ever wanted. To earn a victory that is truly mine, to claim one more title.
You're gonna do
they
great, Gil.
40,000 gold.
To not only be chosen, but to earn a victory truly.
They have 40,000 gold to put on our heads. We don't need that.
I mean, true.
I don't know if you've looked around. We are on an island of people who hunt other people for money. Or just money, they hunt things.
Yeah, I know.
We don't want to be that thing.
Well, I used to say, honor among pirates, I thought it was. Not that they have much.
No! I've never heard that. Actually, I have. Well, forget it, don't worry about it.
Someone say honor?
Heard of the pirate's code. Yes?
No, I said goner, because this champ is going to be a goner, right,
You're
Gil?
You're so right, he is going to be a goner.
Yeah. Nice. Keep it up, buddy.
Nice.
Proud of you.
Splash me
He's
up.
He's going to get us
Splash
killed if we don't do something. So I'm going to do something. Just let me... do something, okay?
Okay.
And listen, hey? We can go steal the artifact from the guy. So then it's on him, and we can leave. Figure it out when we get there.
Okay.
As a few moments pass, as you guys are doing your respective prep, you're pumped up, you're getting ready.
Oh, yeah,
you get to your, you guys, you three are in your writing room. And Alma, you're led to... out of this secret underground place, and you're still under there, but you're let out of your room, and you go to another hallway that leads up a bit of an incline to a similar waiting room as the other two would have. It's just on the completely opposite side of the Colosseum, and both of you are all of you in front of you. You would hear. As two steel doors on your side, whereas on the other side of the doors would be made of stone, start to split open. And you can hear from the outside this music blare, trumpets and an electric guitar just go fucking wild, and the crowd cheers as like lights start to come on your side, basically, to where you guys can now walk through these doors and step into the spotlight. You hear the announcer, the Baron, start to lower on the same steel platform that he was on the previous day. And all of you from your places have yet to move forward yet, but you can see that the Baron is dressed in this very sparkly, dark suit with a very now light blue tie. His fur is shadow black, and he has this, this orange spot on his eye, a black and orange calico cap. You would assume, with this tall black top hat, and he's shouting to the crowd,
"Ladies and gentlemen, and all in between, welcome to the finale of the Paramount Tournament! Today, we see..."
Yeah, they're just going fucking crazy.
Yes, I egg them on, dude. I fucking slam my sword and shield together. Let's go, baby.
You guys walking out presenting myself like a deity.
I want
to.
Yeah,
so you three start to walk down this this basically a catwalk, a walkway of steel, a metal catwalk surrounded by the same artificial grass. And in the distance, right in the middle, you see this steel raised octagonal wooden platform with some sort of white padding on top. A steel rod in each of the shape's vertices connected by this red colored rope. And you hear the Baron shout, "And on this side are victors, Chibo and the chums, entering as new exciting pirates with devious tactics, no mercy, and a clearer future to become some of the strongest. But will they have what it takes?" And at this point, the spotlight hits your entrance, Alaoma, as you get to start to walk out and make your way down the same kind of metal catwalk. And the Baron yells, "Will they have what it takes to beat La Immortal Alma?" And the crowd just fucking goes crazy shouting Immortal and Alma enchants like almost back and forth, as if some of them are like the left side of the arena shouting La Immortal and the other one shouting Alma, and they're like stomping their feet as you're walking now down this catwalk same kind of octagon shaped ring with the rope surrounding
as it. As I'm walking out, I'm just sitting there just talking to myself, saying, just fucking what a sham, what a fucking sham all this is. I also want to like look to my left and notice one of the posters with myself on it, and notice that there's a mustache drawn on my character. And I just kind of want to give that a funny look and be like, "What the fuck?"
Basically, you're fucking, "I don't know, weak are you?"
Bro, I'm happy.
I love it. I know, it's fucking great. I love it so much. It's like when you're watching a movie and you're like, "Bro, this is..."
bro.
I also ended up bringing the juice that the old man gave me with me, and I'm just gonna fucking chug that right before.
Yeah,
would I
really
see
fucking
him there?
Really fucking milky. That's for
well,
sure.
Well, here's, you guys wouldn't meet yet because you're on opposite sides and your vision is kind of obscured by this ring. However, right before you would walk out, you would don the luchador mask, again, this time. and as you're walking out, probably be sipping back this juice and then throw it like into the crowd. Yeah, people go crazy.
Yeah, they go fucking ape shit over there. Yeah, whatever the fuck. Who cares?
Yeah, whatever.
Who fucking cares?
Someone grabs it, instantly sticks their tongue in it.
I look at it in disgust.
The four of you would climb into this octagon-shaped ring, and you would be met face to face. You, Chip, you can roll investigation.
I think, like, here's the thing. I think I would recognize, probably. Well, I have a +5, so maybe I would. I don't know.
With the mask, it's a little harder.
Okay, I got a 20.
You would recognize the fur. But that's it.
So, as we're walking in, all right, who's this tough guy that we're supposed to be, to start padding? Who would be on my right?
I'll be there. It's my pecs.
All right, I'm like slamming on Gillian's like
titter.
Pecs, and then I go up and start slamming on his face.
Good idea. Get the blood flowing. I start slapping his pecs.
No.
Yes,
Fluffy.
Fluffy? Yeah. I mean,
no, I met that
That's
guy.
Right. It's
he's got some
a cat.
Oh God,
Llama, you'd be in your corner and you would see. You wouldn't know his name, but you would see the same drunken boy from last night and these two others next to him. They are carrying weapons and a full armor.
I drop it on the floor for a second and I'm waving at you like really excitedly.
I'm gonna stare off in the distance directly at him and be like, "Huh, so he did lie."
He doesn't seem to give a shit about us. This... Like at all, he...
I'm just
you guys
be,
from your
big cat.
From your respective corners, actually, it's not a big cat. Llama is much shorter than average height.
It's bigger than a cat would be. By a lot.
True.
But the distance from your corner, from your side of the ring to the other side, you guys have about a 40-foot distance in between each other.
Okay.
As a big ring.
Oh, cool, 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 cool.
That's cool. I know that guy. So what do we do
How
now?
Do you know that guy? I guess we win.
What's the game plan, team?
Actually, Chip. Before you say anything, roll a con save.
The shit?
Broski?
What are you about to do to me? Broski? 19.
Okay.
What are you about to do to me?
Yo, where was my...
What are you...
Is it the coin? Is it the coin? Wait, is it the coin? No.
You take 10 points halved to 5 points of poison damage, and you were not poisoned because you succeeded. You got a feeling...
What's poisoning me?
You get a feeling that the lollipop.
You tricky trickster.
The trickster's been tricked.
And as
we
you realize that.
Like smart people
trick. We avoided cramps, dude. See, that's why. Don't cramp up. Also, don't get fucking poisoned by your enemies.
And as you realize that. You guys notice that the surrounding arena outside of the ring, the octagon ring, starts to fill with water as it pours from somewhere in the ceiling. This illusionary night sky with fireworks and all kinds of stuff going off. It doesn't seem to be the same morning sky that you saw before entering the Colosseum. And somewhere on the sides, waterfalls just start to pour onto the grass and start to fill the field surrounding the octagon ring, and at the same time, this webbed iron cage will raise until the ring is caged by a spherical cell. The cage itself is formed by many of these similar octagon shapes as well, just big enough to where a person could probably jump through as well as objects.
Wait, hang on, I didn't sign up for a cage match!
This is going to be one interesting bout! Are you ready?
I'm just sitting in the corner doing stretches. Just
open the cage.
Don't even care about any of this. Not affected by a single thing here.
I've ever wanted.
Can you please, for love of God, just say, "Hey, freak show, you're going nowhere."
Me?
Yes.
Okay.
God damn it.
It's a reference. I don't know if you get it. I don't need you to. I just need you to say it.
Isn't that the line from the Spider-Man movie?
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you want me to actually do that then?
Yes, so badly. I just want to hear it.
Hey, freak show! You're not going anywhere!
Oh, God. He's got us for 3 minutes.
Nice outfit, Ellie Mortel! Did your husband buy it for you? Everyone roll initiative.
So did.
That's great!
You're on the wrong side of history, blue guy. I guess technically the right side, actually. Never mind.
So?
I'm happy for your relationship, and I hope to meet him after this!
Thank you! What am I rolling, by the way?
It'll be initiative. It is the plus 5 button next to your armor class on your sheet.
So, can I use the coin for initiative rolls?
Or would
I have to say that before you say roll initiative?
You would have had to say it before, but you can in the future.
Okay.
You would just have to say, can I have a bonus action before we do this? And I'd be like,
yeah. I already rolled it.
Okay.
Yo, Alma with a 25 on his
God. That's crazy.
You rolled another natural 20!
What the fuck?
Bro,
dude,
you guys
what?
Are fucked!
My man's got guest privilege. He's got guest privilege. This is fucked up.
Holy shit. And that's where we're going to end the episode.
This guy.
Just in case.
Charlie's just tear-filled face.
What's going on, roly-polies? I hope you enjoyed the episode, and welcome to the part of the show where I thank our wonderful, wonderful High Roller patrons. I'd like to give a huge thanks to the Big Motherfucking Cheese, Charm of the Bard, Alex X's Kira, and Alyssa, a group of pirates who give the Granberries a run for their money, especially when dairy products are involved. Asteria Nyx, Beats, Ben 10, and Blue Blen Blop. The most powerful would-be competitors in the Paramount tournament that ate just too much before the match and didn't show up because of the terrible, terrible cramps. Buttery Toast, Cornier Comet, Creepy Reaper, and Chrysinus Sin. Admirals of a very relaxed Navy platoon that went undercover at the tournament just to cheer on La Alma and see that brainbuster. Dream Strider, Edgy Moss, Elise the Washed Up Bard, and Unio Lune. A real actual band that shipwrecked on Desire Island and gave a rockin' performance that didn't turn everyone to stone this time. Expoogaloo, Gillian's biggest fan, and Grilled Salmon. A group of traveling Triton who happen to also believe they're the chosen ones. Let's just hope that maybe they and Gillian Tidestrider don't cross paths. Iridescent Cakes, Jay Newell, and Jello Gumdrops. A pirate crew of chefs who steal treasure, but always leave behind tasty treats. JRWY Enjoyer, Jumpiest Venus 34, and King of Ranch. A ragtag team that sails in search of the legendary Condiment Sea, the creamiest ocean of all. Kirby Wafro, Logan, Miscellaneous, and Nay. A crew of cowboys and cowgirls that ride seahorses herding manatees around the ocean. Chip stole one, but he lost it. Neko Lord, Nonex Lodal, Obligatory References, and Resha Snivy. Scoundrels whose lives were put at standstill after being turned to stone by the Empress, but who also robbed Chip and Jay with an elaborate scheme where they pretended to still be statues after they got turned back to normal. Salute Tien, Serene is actually a skeleton, Spin Yaks, and Viriden, undead swashbucklers just looking for a place to stop and get ribs. No, it's not an undead thing. They're just hungry. Zerberus, your gal pal Valerie V, and Zigzag Sugar, the ones who taught Finn Tidestrider the meaning of love. For legal reasons, they cannot go into any more detail. Thank you so much to all you wonderful patrons that support the show, and if you want to become a patron, just head on over to patreon.com/justrollwithit.
And see you soon.